place with you tonight. Just over 2 weeks away from the big Savion Global Launch event in Las Vegas coming up at the end of the month here in June. So a very exciting time. Getting on the air just a little bit late this evening. That's because we have so many great people to help out in Savion these days. So many great people. We're getting them, culturalized in Savion. We're getting their questions answered. We're getting people taken care of in this company. So we're having a lot of fun right now. People are really enjoying themselves, and things are going really well. Big guest for you tonight. Another five-star joins us here on Cashback Radio. Very excited to talk with Mr. Michael O'Brien tonight as he now joins us over the phone. How are you, Michael? Thanks for coming on tonight.
Well, I'm awesome, Brad. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. You know, Michael, you and I have gotten a chance to know each other a little bit here in Savion over the last couple of months. And, I got to tell you, it always amazes me, people just like yourself, how committed they are to a company, and especially a company that still is new, fairly new, like Savion is. And, the commitment is really amazing to me, and I can't stress it enough. I'm curious to get your take, Michael, on, just commitment in general, what it means to not only yourself to make a commitment, but also to other people as well in a company, especially a company that's new.
Well, Brad, that's an excellent question, and it speaks to understanding the vision. You know, one of the things that I get really excited about, there's a whole host of things I get excited about with Savion, but folks, understand this is a legacy opportunity. And when you step back and look at that, this is a generational situation. You know, we speak of generational wealth, myself and other leaders, and that creates a higher level commitment that Brad's speaking to. You know, when you step back and realize your children's children have an opportunity to be financially free, it takes that commitment level to a whole other territory. And, Brad, it's the vision. It's the generational legacy opportunity. It's realizing what we have here and understanding it and understanding where we are, how we're positioned on a global level. I know you mentioned that it's a relatively new company, but we have grown so quickly. You know, that growth and understanding the generational wealth component inside our opportunity, those two things really mix together to take my commitment level literally into the stratosphere, and that's something also that I like to stress to folks. Brad also spoke to the commitment level to help others, and that is important to underscore. You know, Brad, that commitment level is taken to the next level to help the team succeed as well.
No doubt, and it's so evident in Savion. I see it on a daily basis. I know you see it as well, Michael. Can't stress enough. Like I said, I think it goes a long way, and people really notice it. Talking about specifically, a generational legacy, that word has been thrown out there a little bit recently with Savion. What is your take on that? What is your interpretation of it? Just kind of expanding on a little bit what you were referencing before.
Well, Brad, one of the things that we have to understand is we have such a unique model here. And there's really no one else in our peer. You know, we're online, we're offline. It's at that level of 20% cash back. We have initiatives coming that are going to make us even that much more unique. And it's that uniqueness that allows us to really separate ourselves from the pack and to create a long-term residual income associated with things people are going to do anyway, Brad, on a day-to-day basis. Today, tonight, tomorrow, and for the rest of their lives, and so will everyone else all around the planet, they'll buy gasoline, they'll buy groceries, they'll buy clothing. They'll buy the everyday items that they need for their entire lives. And when you step back and look at that and you realize the timing of the opportunity, you realize that this has the ability to be something that surpasses our lives, that goes into our children's lives and their children's lives because of the nature of that model's construct. So
we're talking with five-star Michael O'Brien here on Cashback Radio. And, Michael, if you want to continue along there, I know you had a couple more thoughts you wanted to expand upon as well.
Oh, that's what I, you know, that's what I see as really driving the generational wealth, Brad, is it's the uniqueness in our design, in our model's design, as well as the timing of where we are. You know, we're still in that, you know, 7-8 month period where you can get in, you know, the rocket ship's doors are down, Brad. And in my career, I've heard people lament and regret about not being able to get into an opportunity, you know, at the beginning. Well, we're there now. And that, those people that got into other opportunities, Brad, at that time, when they did get in at the beginning, they created that generational wealth. Well, we have that same opportunity here.
It's so important, and it's something that you hear people talking about because we are still new, fairly new, and it's like this is the time. The time is now. It's, if you still want to become a part of the first wave, if you will, of it, of the new company, and, you know, just like you talked about using the rocket ship analogy, you know, it really is the time. There's no time like now, like right now to come aboard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That timing's critical to understand. You know, what can happen is people can get really swept away with other facets of the opportunity, Brad. You know, there's so much to be said for tying an opportunity to what people are going to do anyway. So someone can get really swept into, my goodness, I've never seen anything, because a lot of referral-based models require you to learn a new behavior. And they can be swept away by that, or they could be swept away by the very lucrative compensation plan. But what they have to understand, wrapped around this whole thing, is a massive component of timing. Timing, timing, timing. And that rocket ship's door is down. And so that got me so excited, you know, and that was another facet, another aspect that really kicked that commitment level through the roof, Brad. Was the timing component of this. You know, mm-hmm. I've been part of taking a company to the market in another opportunity, and I saw lives change, Brad, by people taking advantage of timing. They got into action mode very, very early. Early movers advantage is very significant in these models. And the same is the case here with Zavion.
Once again, we're talking with five-star Michael O'Brien here on Cashback Radio tonight. And, Michael, just going back for a second, you know, if you go back, take a look at your career specifically in networking, you know, just thinking back now, what are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned along the way? If you can just kind of pinpoint a few of them, what stands out to you over the last several years and even longer that you've been involved in networking?
Oh, fantastic question, Brad. I'm so glad you asked me that. You know, Brad, in launches and in, you know, entrepreneurial activities, what happens on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, year-to-year basis really boils down to leaders having an opportunity to choose a road of positivity or spending time on negativity. It really comes down to that. And the biggest lesson I learned is to have solution-centric thinking and not spend time wallowing in the problem, because nothing gets solved in that activity. And I had the good fortune of being around greatness, literally greatness, in the last company's build-out. I was there at the formative stages. I helped, you know, form the company. And I was around greatness, and they never, Brad, once considered how the rocket ship couldn't take off. They were only concerned on how to make it fly and make it fly better and make it fly faster. They never spent time about, you know, negative thinking at all. That's the biggest lesson I learned. And it stays with me. You know, have we had our adversity here? Absolutely. We've had our challenges. And that characteristic that was, you know, imparted into me has helped through this entire endeavor, Brad.
Yeah, it's really amazing because there's always going to be the peaks and valleys. And we've talked about this here on Cashback Radio in recent weeks. But, you know, the ability to persevere through it and to kind of go back to what you were saying with your past experience at a previous company is to, you know, not give up, not give in, and to continue along the path. Very interesting. If you lay it out in general, just generally speaking, so if you have a path laid out in whether business and life, whatever it may be, the path is always there, right? There's always a path of success to go down. Now, there may be obstacles that come along that will tend to, you know, block what you're trying to do to go down that path, but the path is always there. So it's very, you know, it's interesting if you think about it from that perspective, you know, talking about not being distracted, you know, if you look at it, the path is always there. In a sense, it's easy, but a lot of times things can be complicated when, whether it be debris or whatever blocks the path. So it's interesting. It's always there for the taking. You just really have to try and persevere to go down it.
Well, that's right. That's right, Brad. And, you know, it's success-oriented thinking doesn't really spend time in the negative realm. You know, who you associate with is so important. That would be the second thing that I would say was the single most important thing. You know, that being the first, to have absolute, you know, positivity dictate your mindset as you approach your business. But the second thing was who you associated with. So important to understand, because the negative mindset, they like to spend time on that other path and speak about, you know, the nature of problem-centric thinking and complaining. And it doesn't make the ship go at all. So that was very, very important, Brad, as well. Who you associated with was vital to understand.
So with that, we are just a couple weeks away now from the big, you know, Las Vegas event. We're all very excited. You know, Michael, you and I were talking off the air earlier today about how we can't believe it's only 2 weeks away, just about, just a little bit over. That's hard to believe because it still feels like, you know, we were just out there back in February for the initial launch. So it's very hard to believe how fast the time has flown, but it's here and people are really getting excited now because it's right around the corner. Michael, if you could, shed some light on the importance of this specific Vegas event. I know this is something you've been harping on. I'm curious to get your take on it. Why do you feel it's so important this time around at the end of June?
Well, Brad, one of the things I want people to take away, you know, from my answer on this, and I want you to lock in on this and listen very carefully. There's not a second global launch for Savion. There's only one. And realize the importance of that. There's not two global launches. There's not two international launches. There's only one. So you want to be there when history is being made. And you want to be part of that. You know, the energy you get from something that won't happen again, that is historic in nature, the impact of that is almost hard to convey. One of the best ways, though, that people can appreciate it is they'll trigger a whole newfound magnetism when they get back to their homes, in their communities, and it affects their posture. They become more attractive, Brad, because they're part of something so exciting, and it boosts up that energy level, and that energy level creates that attraction. So there's a whole sequential set of things that happen, but you don't have that effect by asking people to take notes, call me when you get back, let me know what happened. It doesn't work like that, folks. You don't have that happen. Think of this, Brad. A great film is coming out, an iconic film, a historic film, and someone's going to explain to you how that film worked and, like, you know, how it was seeing it. It doesn't work like that. You've got to be there in the flesh. So important, Brad.
No, I think it's so true, and yeah, I mean, it's right on it. You know, there's never going to be a second global launch event for Savion. This is it. This is the one. You definitely want to be there. You don't want to miss it. We're back with more of Savion five-star Michael O'Brien right after these messages.
Discover a new career, clarify a new lifestyle, or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate, and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Welcome back to Cashback Radio. Brad Dalius with you tonight. Don't forget you can always listen each and every Tuesday night. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. If you want to catch up, if you missed some episodes in the recent weeks, the link to check them out is cashbackradiolive.com. You can listen to all of our episodes on demand. Back now tonight here with five-star Michael O'Brien talking about his career in network marketing, also the big Vegas event coming up in just a couple of weeks. Michael, people who are, let's say, you know, the folks who are going out to this event at the end of June here who didn't go to the one back in February and are new to Savion, let's say they've joined in the last 30 days or so, you know, first off, boy, they're in for a treat, to say the least, at the end of the month here in Vegas. You know, what are a couple, you know, nuggets of information you would share with those people who are just new to the company and they're still trying to, you know, find their way around? They're still trying to find the restroom, if you will. What would you tell those people as far as what they're, you know, what's in store for them and what they should really be looking for? Because, you know, you get to some of these big events and there's so much stuff to see, right? There's so much stuff going on. But what are a few pieces of information, a couple highlights of things that people should be looking for, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, Brad, that's an excellent question. Folks, what you want to do is realize there are some, you know, very important initiatives coming to enhance our opportunity. And, you know, when you have the information in real time, you and your team can take advantage of those enhancements. And you want to move heaven and earth. I know it's, you know, the summertime and there's, you know, summer season for traveling. Folks, like I said, move heaven and earth and get registered for this event, because these enhancements that are coming, they're going to make our opportunity easier. The enrollment process will be, you know, more seamless. And there's a campaign coming, folks, that is going to absolutely supplement our opportunity at a very high level. And you want to be there and learn about this and understand every detail, so when you come back, you can take your success with the opportunity to the absolute highest level, not only for yourself, but for your team as well.
Michael, I want you to think back to the first time you went to a big event for a network marketing company or group, and you know, compare and contrast where you are now as a network marketer as compared to where you were during your first event. I'm sure there's a lot of differences, maybe some similarities as well. Kind of take us down that lane.
Oh, sure, Brad. Well, one of the things is I really didn't understand the importance of actually physically being there at the level I do now. And, you know, at that very first event, you know, I had all kinds of obligations. You know, I was I had newborns at home, and I had to move some things around to be there. But through my career, what happened is I realized the importance of actually being there, not only for yourself and your business, but the importance of being there for your team. And for them to understand you're making the commitment, you're getting together with them. You know, one of the things also, Brad, that I learned is we speak a lot throughout the nation, and now we're going to be going on a global level. But we don't really actually get to spend quality time. And over my career, that's become very important at these events, Brad, because it does something very unique. It allows us to have fun with what we are doing for a living. And that aspect isn't in the traditional models at all. We get together with people that are like-minded, that see the world like we do. And we, you know, we speak with them all the time. But that, you know, seeing them in person, that creates that deeper bond in your team. That's lifelong, Brad. And I didn't really understand those, you know, details. And now I do at a much, much higher level. As a matter of fact, that is the most exciting part for me to get together at the events, is to get together with my team. I don't get a chance to see them enough, Brad. I speak with them every day. But we get so excited to spend that quality time and deepen that bond, galvanize it, temper it, bring it all the way to the highest level of quality in that relationship. And it really makes a difference. It makes a huge difference, Brad, when you hit some rocky waters, having that strength of those relationships. Huge difference right there. So those things, I would say, are the most important for me.
Yeah, quality over quantity, no doubt about that. And just going off of what you were saying there, Michael, it definitely goes to strengthen, you know, the bonds. And I think that's something that Savion has really tried their best, you know, to be out there in the field, so to say, to get out and to see people in person, to make those connections or to strengthen them, like you were saying as well. It goes a long way with people, you know, and those are the things that people remember. You know, going out of your way to meet up with somebody, to offer lunch, you know, those types of things face to face, it really does go a long way, and people remember those types of things when things come up down the line, whatever they may be. So it's so true. And you know, going off of that, people who have come into network marketing for the first time with Savion, and they don't know anything else, obviously, if they've been with the company here and they've seen some of the stuff we've done to make strides and to get everybody educated on everything that Savion is putting out there, plus also having, you know, the personal interaction. So it's got to be really refreshing from your perspective, being around a long time, seeing a lot of different stuff, some good, some not so good, I presume, over the years, perhaps. You know, there's definitely all kinds. So it's got to be refreshing from your perspective to see some of the good stuff that's going on now with Savion.
Oh, absolutely, Brad. And one of the more refreshing things is, and this is kind of a unique thing, I imagine, for you on the Cashback Radio, is to have a five-star with him. And I'm blessed to have right across from me five-star founder, Mr. Ron Jean. So in essence, what you have here, Brad, is 10 stars. So,
I like that.
I want to just share with everyone, Ron Jean and I have become very close friends over the last 2 months. And I'm in the Fort Lee, New Jersey area, working closely on an exciting project with Ron. And I just want to take the opportunity, Brad, to introduce Ron for a quick minute and grab his wisdom and insight on any topic that you would be valuable, and share the opportunity to have Ron offer such insights and wisdom. So, Brad, here's Ron. He's sitting literally right across from me.
Yes, and Ron, of course, is an alum of Cashback Radio. So, Ron, great to chat with you again here alongside Michael O'Brien.
Yes, absolutely, Brad. You know, it's amazing when two five-stars get together, what could actually happen. You know, we're sitting here in our Savion boardroom here in Fort Lee, New Jersey, and we're excited about expanding this business model. We're excited about expanding around the globe. And there's just a synergy when people get together. And I am so excited to be working with Michael. And he is just a great mentor, a great leader. And we complement each other in so many ways that it's just an incredible opportunity.
That's awesome. No, very excited for you guys. And it's just one example of, two like-minded people, great thinkers coming together and, just talking about stuff and talking about the company, where it's going, where it's been, all that good stuff. But you see a lot of that within the company. And, it's great. And, really, really good stuff going on there with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for rolling with that, Brad. I know that was a little impromptu, but I love Ron.
Hey, we're
and,
always prepared.
Thank you.
For everything here on Cashback Radio.
Thanks, Brad.
Hey, so Michael, coming up against the end of the show here, if people, they want to reach out to you, they're excited about what you're doing out of the Connecticut area in the Northeast. They're excited what you and Ron are doing. If they want to get a hold of you specifically, Michael, where should people go? Where should they go? Social media, perhaps? Where's the best place?
Oh, absolutely. Onto Facebook is the number one best place. I have a common name. But you'll know it's me when you see my children there. They're standing in the mountains of Colorado. But just go to Michael O'Brien at Facebook, and that's the best way, Brad.
Awesome,
and
awesome. I enjoyed your Genie video, by the way, recently that you posted, your Genie video with the Genie theme song from the TV show. That was great. Enjoyed that one.
Thank you.
And almost enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed Ron Jean's guitar playing as well for his original song Savion. So that was fantastic. If you haven't seen that, by the way, you definitely have to check that out. I hope we can get an encore of that, Ron, in Vegas.
Well, what we have to do, Brad, is get him to play the Genie theme song on the guitar.
There we go. That would be the best of both coming together.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Hey, guys,
absolutely.
Thanks so much for coming on today. Michael, thank you so much for your time. Pleasure chatting with you. All the best to you too, coming together here and working. It's good stuff. And we'll see you two in Las Vegas in just a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much, Brad. I really appreciate it. And big shout out to you for all that you do, Brad. And take care tonight.
You're welcome. Absolutely, Michael. Take care, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And that's going to do it for tonight's show. Once again, if you want to catch up on demand, it's cashbackradiolive.com. Hey, folks, until next week, I'm Brad Dalius. Keep living the dream.